In the United States, about 6 out of 10 students in graduate schools are women. The same is true of today's young adults, who already have a degree beyond college. As a result, the Census Bureau accepted more women than men will hold professions such as doctors, lawyers, and professors. Men had faster growth rates than women is going to graduate school in 2009. Still, women earned 60% of the master degrees. There was a level of about 90% of all the graduate degrees awarded. But a new report says that the 2008-2009 academic year marks a change. Women also earned 50 and 40% of the doctorate degrees. The Council of Graduate Schools says this was the first year of the women and earned more doctorates than men. 42% of all doctorates this year, the largest share, were in induction, engineering, and biology. Oh my god, agricultural science. But the report says between 1999 and 2009, graduate enrollment increases in all subjects. The fastest growth in health science, business, and engineering. In 2009, graduate schools reported strong growth of 6% in first-time students from the United States, but enrollment in new international students decreased by 2%, the first drop since 2004. The share of foreign new students in graduate schools fell from 18% to 16.5%. In other reductions news, President Obama marked a new school year with a speech Tuesday. He spoke from a school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Barack Obama, you know what's going on out in the news, and you also know what's going on in your family. You have read about the war in Afghanistan, you hear about the recession that we have been through, and sometimes maybe you see the worries of your parents. Faces are sensitive to their voice. So a lot of your consequence because we're going through a tough time as a country are having to act a lot older than you are. President Obama told students they need to work hard in school because an induction had never been more important than it is today. Barack Obama, the farther you go in school, the farther you're going to go in life. At a time when other countries are competing with us like never before, when schools around the world in Beijing, China, and Bangalore, India are working harder than ever and doing better than ever, your success in school is not just to determine your success, it's going to determine America's success in 21st century.